Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, for Wednesday, October the 18th, 2007. On Thursday, the Israeli army and settlers escalated their attacks in the West Bank and invaded several areas, kidnapping a number of civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. In the north of the West Bank, the Israeli army invaded Nablus in the early hours of Thursday morning, carrying out attacks and a wide-ranging search of the area and kidnapped seven civilians. Eyewitnesses reported that the Israeli army invaded several areas in Nablus, including the Balata refugee camp, searching for claimed wanted Palestinians. Meanwhile, Israeli troops also invaded Kabatia and Qalqilia in the early morning. Local sources reported that four Palestinians have been kidnapped in Kabatia and Qalqilia. In the district of Jenin, the army kidnapped four Palestinians. Local residents told IMEMC that the southern part of the Jenin district witnessed an Israeli paratroop operation. Troops spread throughout the area and conducted a wide-scale search operation, ransacking a number of Palestinian homes. In the meantime, another force of the Israeli army kidnapped two Palestinians from Tulkarm city. In the southern part of the West Bank, Israeli troops attacked a house in the village of Beit Fajar near Bethlehem on Thursday morning. Palestinian security forces reported that a number of military vehicles backed by reinforcements subjected the village to military orders and positioned themselves in the centre from where they attacked a dwelling. In another part of the West Bank, Israeli forces invaded the city of Albira and the village of Karawat Bani Zaid near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. No kidnapping was reported. Further south in the West Bank, Israeli settlers and soldiers attacked scores of internationals and Israeli activists and Palestinian olive growers in the area surrounding the Antineel settlement. The Israeli settlement of Antineel was constructed on Palestinian land which is owned by the people of the village of Al-Samur in the southern part of the district of Hebron. The General Committee for the Defence of Land in the Hebron district reports that settlers, together with Israeli soldiers, attacked as volunteers, helped Palestinian farmers pick olives on land adjacent to the settlement. Also in the Hebron area, the Israeli army invaded the village of Yatta early Thursday morning. A Palestinian from the town was kidnapped and several houses were damaged as soldiers launched a wide-scale search in several parts of the town centre. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli military shelled a civilian area in the southern part of the strip, causing a slight damage to the property but no injuries. Meanwhile, Palestinian resistance fighters continue to shell the western Negev in Israel with mortar and RBG shells. No damage or casualties were reported. In other news, at least four Palestinians were killed and 30 have been wounded in clashes that erupted between the Hamas-affiliated executive force and armed members of Hillel's family in Gaza City. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, brought to you by Louisa White and George Rishmawi.
عنده سبب